Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning to you. How you doing?
What's up, everybody? Happy Football Thursday. Great to be on with you guys. I had a week six in the National Football League, like literally the best time of year right now in sports in October. Everything's going on. NBA starts next week. NHL, a couple games already in the books. How about the Penguins with a win on opening night against the Lightning? So, yeah, a lot of good stuff going on right now. A good time to be alive.
All yes, kinds of stuff. We facetiously call you No Energy Nick because you don't bring any to our show. just kidding. But spectacular. All kinds of great feedback. We continue it this week. Awesome. Steelers. All right, -4. I think it's 4.5, right? Right around there, 4.5.
Four and a half right now, yep.
Yeah, in that Sunday night's game, it's weird. You got Geno Smith playing quarterback who has a cannon, but I don't know how good he is. The Steelers now seem like they want to run the football. Do you like a side? Do you like the total? What's going on with this football game here?
Yeah, I have not yet placed a bet in this game. Like, want to, like, do a little more work, see how the injury report kind of develops over the next couple days here. But I'll tell you what, I don't think I would ever bet Seattle in this game. Like, I think I would, like, need, like, 6 to bet Seattle. That's never going to happen. This line was 5 yesterday. It's trickled down to 4.5 here. I think there's a chance that Seattle's just bad. Like, Seattle's just, like, a bad football team. And Russ, as good as he is, was kind of masking some of the fatal flaws on this football team. I think Pete Carroll is a terrible coach. Like, he's had his time in the sun. Like, I'm not saying he's always been a bad coach. He is a brutal in-game decision maker. Like, I know Russ got hurt last week, but if, like, let's say Russ finishes that game last week, if Seattle would have lost that game, it would have been because of Pete Carroll's, like, inane in-game decision making. He is entirely too conservative, and my kind of thought is, like, what makes him more more aggressive now with the backup quarterback? That's just kind of my thought. Maybe I'll be proven incorrect come Sunday night, but I think the Steelers have just an incredible coaching advantage in this game, and I know people are down on kind of Matt Canada a little bit, but I'll take Tomlin as an in-game decision maker over Pete Carroll any day of the week, twice on a Sunday night in October here. I don't think Geno's very good, and I think there's a big difference, right, between Geno coming in mid-game and then Geno, like, preparing the entire week as the starter and the opposition knowing that Geno Smith's going to be the starting quarterback. Like, we've seen Geno Smith as a starter in the National Football League. Like, me in New York, trust me, I've seen him for both the Jets and the Giants. Like, there's a reason why he's a backup in the National Football League here. And you know that I'm down on Ben Roethlisberger. I've called him Old Yeller, right? It's not that the Steelers are great. I just think this profiles as a pretty good matchup for them. And the Seahawks' defense is brutal. Bobby Wagner didn't practice yesterday. They just released one of their starting cornerbacks, Trey Flowers. So I actually think this lines up as Steelers or nothing Sunday night. I haven't bet the game yet. Kind of want to, like, think about it a little bit more, think about the handicap a little more on field, but I can't imagine I would ever bet Seattle on Sunday night right now.
What about the total? 42.5. Does it give you hope watching the Steelers produce a little bit on offense last week that they're not going to be under all year?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, for what it's worth, I thought Ben played pretty well last week. Like, made some good throws against what's a pretty good secondary. Like, that is a thing that actually did happen, so I have to give him credit there. I kind of think now with Juju out, like, I know Deontay's always going to be, like, the target monster, right? And we'll see about Claypool. I think the expectation is he's going to play on Sunday, right? Limited practice yesterday. Not like he didn't practice. I kind of think Claypool's, like, sitting on potentially, like, a monster rest of the season here. Like, he's so good as a downfield threat. And if Ben can get some of these passes on target, and, like, to be fair, he did get some of those passes on target last week. Like, there's no reason why Claypool just can't go off in this game against the Seahawks here. So, yeah, I maybe, like, a slight lean towards the over here, slight lean. But, again, like, I haven't bet the game, but I feel confident in saying right now I would definitely not bet Seattle. So it's going to be Pittsburgh or nothing for me. And if I had to, like, early prop thoughts without seeing what the numbers are, I can actually see, like, kind of like what the projection is going to be for Claypool. I think Claypool is going to have 70 plus receiving yards in this game. My sense is that we'll see a prop total somewhere in the 60s. And I would imagine that that's going to be an over for me, because I think, like I said, he's sitting on a monster rest of the season now with Juju out.
Nick, just to have a little fun, what's up with the Giants being like a 10-point underdog or 9.5 underdog at home?
Yeah, they're bad, man. What do you mean? Is that fun? I guess like for non-Giants fans, it's a lot of fun. I kind of think we kind of need to see like what's going to happen with all these injuries for the Giants like before like we kind of talk about betting this game, right? I know Daniel Jones was at practice throwing the ball yesterday, but he's still in concussion protocol. Kenny Golladay didn't practice. Andrew Thomas didn't practice. Saquon Barkley didn't practice. If I had to bet this game right now, I'd take the under, honestly. Sitting at 48 at Bet Rivers, like I do not think that's a number that's going to last. I think that's a number that's going to come down here. If it's going to be like, you know, giraffe neck Mike Glennon and like the B team Giants offense, like they're not going to be able to score. Like, I'm sorry. It's just like not going to happen. You put Jalen Ramsey on Kadarius Toney, nighty night Kadarius, and he's been awesome. Like, I love him, but yeah, just not going to work out here. And on the flip side, you know, I just don't see this being a high scoring game with the way it projects right now. So I would say under 48 would be my play in Giants Rams. And until we get more injury information, just like a really tough game to call. But yes, the reason why they're double digit dogs is because A, they're bad, and B, the entire offense is injured.
Nick Costa this on the Fan Hotline, presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Baltimore's like a field goal or so at home. The Chargers come east. Can Lamar continue to do it with his arm?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, he's been unreal this season. I think he's going to win MVP right now if this keeps up. He's 13-1 right now at Bet Rivers. He's behind guys like Stafford, Rodgers. Josh Allen's the favorite, not saying he shouldn't be. But Lamar's on pace for over 5,000 passing yards and 1,100 rushing yards. Like, he is, like, unquestionably, like, objectively. I have no horse in the race. I don't care. This is just the truth, though. He's playing better now than he did his MVP season a couple years ago. So Baltimore keeps this up, and they are through, like, a gauntlet part of their schedule, whether Steelers fans, and I kind of agree. Think Baltimore's been a little lucky with some of these wins. The Tucker 66-yarder, you know, the collapse by the Colts on Monday night. The bottom line is they're 4-1, and they're now minus 170 at Bet Rivers to win the AFC North and potentially grab one of the top seeds in the AFC. And if that happens and Lamar puts up that type of statistical profile, he could very well win the MVP again. So 13-1, I think that's good value right now on Lamar Jackson. As far as this game is concerned, Ravens and Chargers, we've seen this number now dip off the number of 3 down to Ravens -2.5. And I think that's right. I think the Chargers are going to be able to throw the ball all over this Ravens defense, which has obviously been dealing with injuries to their secondary all season long. Obviously, we love Brandon Staley. We've talked about that on the show all season. So I think the Chargers are going to be able to score. What's interesting in the handicap of this game, you know, the Ravens rushing offense is number one in the National Football League right now. But the last couple weeks, and we remember a couple weeks ago against Denver, right, when they had to run on the final play to get over 100 yards to tie that Steelers record. Last week, they couldn't run it on the Colts. Right now, like low-key, this is a rushing offense without a lot of juice. Right, Tyson Williams, the number one running back to start the year, he's in witness protection right now. Latavius Murray's brutal. The corpse of Devontae Freeman is brutal. The Chargers are a run funnel. I don't know that the Ravens are going to be able to run it. So what I think this does is profiles as a high-scoring game where the Chargers, I think, are going to be able to score in the high 20s in this game. I think Baltimore's going to have to throw in this game, and I definitely think they can find success against the Chargers secondary that we just torn up last week by Baker Mayfield and the Browns. So, I think that the total's way short here at 51.5. I bet it earlier in the week. I got a better number. I would still bet this, though. So over the total for me, over 51.5. And if I had to pick a side, at 2.5, I have no interest. If it goes back up to 3 or like 3.5 for the Ravens, I would take the points with the Bolts.
Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet on your Odyssey app every afternoon and the podcast there as well. Talk me down or talk me away from putting the college fund, the kids' college fund, on fading the Chiefs this weekend in Washington, because Washington's getting 6.5. That number, especially if it gets to 7, Nick, is very, very tempting to me.
Well, I would say, you know, if that's really how you feel, you might want to, you know, call 1-800-GAMBLER, because if you got to bet with
that's it. Right. Always, bet responsibly.
Always listen. What's like I always say, bet within your means. You can put $10, $100, $1,000 on a game. I promise you put that money on the game, it's going to feel like it's Game 7 of the World Series no matter how much you bet on it. So don't bet outside your means. And I'm being like, I know you're being facetious. As for this game, Chiefs 6.5 right now on the road at the football team. The total here is 55.5. The way I want to play it, if I can get 7, 7.5, and this number's been fluctuating, 7.5, 7, 6.5 pretty much all week long. Right now at Bet Rivers, Chiefs -6.5. I feel like if I can get 7+ with Washington, I actually feel like this is going to be a bet for me on the football team here, because I think Washington's going to be able to score a lot of points here. And I know they only scored 22 last week against the New Orleans Saints, but actually look at like the underlying statistics in that game. Washington could have easily put 30 on the board up in that game. And Taylor Heinicke, I don't know if he's like Super Bowl winning quarterback, but he's been able to move this offense really well. Like Ricky Seals-Jones and for Logan Thomas is a good tight end. Terry McLaurin is matchup proof, going to get the ball a lot here. So I wouldn't bet the Chiefs. And if I can get 7, 7.5, I would actually look towards Washington. And I think we're going to see this game go over the total. It's a high total. Kansas City's going to score 30+. That's their MO. I'll probably look to play a Kansas City team total over, and certainly think that Washington can do enough to get this game over the total as well. So I normally don't like to play totals this high to go over, but this is one where I think I would do that.
All right, before we rip through all your picks, how about, and you know how much Pittsburgh loves hockey, right? How about Gretzky not a stiff with Barkley? It was great last night.
You know, I like Liam McHugh a lot. He's used to come on like a bunch of shows that I've done, so like I'm biased towards Liam McHugh, so I think he's really good. I thought it was like the TNT coverage was outstanding. I loved it. Bissonnette's hilarious. Rick Tocchet brings like a little gravitas as a former coach and like another really good player to the set. It's just you're having fun with it, man. Like that's the NBC coverage of hockey was good. I'm not saying it was bad. It just took itself very seriously.
Oh, Mike Melberry, and you gotta be you know you gotta live in Medicine Hat and tell
everything. It's like, and like I'm watching this and it's, man, like I'm not the biggest hockey fan in the world. Like I don't care about the stuff you're talking about, or it's like Pierre Maguire like inside the penalty box like telling me where this fourth liner went to like play junior hockey. It's like, bro, I don't care. like the Paul Bissonnette like bit where he was FaceTiming all those hockey players to be like, can't talk right now, I gotta get on set here. It was hilarious. It's like, give me more of that. Have some fun. Like, loosen hockey up a little bit. I thought it was great. And like, I'll say this about Gretzky. Gretzky does not need to be like Charles Barkley. He's different than any of these other players. Like, I heard a comparison to Breeze, to Drew Breeze. Breeze is a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, but Breeze is not Gretzky. Gretzky is one of one. Like, all that I want from Wayne Gretzky when I watch is to feel like he's one of the guys. Like, I could sit and have a beer with Wayne Gretzky. If he can do that, and he did that pretty well last night, he's got to still come out of his shell a little bit. I think that show has just got, like, incredible potential.
I agree. He's like Jordan, you know, if Jordan went on one of those
shows. I think he's even, like, above Jordan, because, and I'll tell you why I think that. The gap from Jordan to second best, let's say it's LeBron, maybe you think it's Kobe, that's not the point. The gap from Jordan to second best is tighter than the gap from Gretzky to second best. And I know I'm saying this in Pittsburgh,
yeah.
And some Penguins fans may think it's Mario. Like, and fair, like I get Mario's probably two, some think he's one. I think like that gap is wider from Gretzky to two, from Jordan to two. So I think Gretzky's kind of like an entity unto himself when it comes to this.
All right, picks. Let's rip through them. Come on, what you got?
Okay, for tonight, Bucks-Eagles, I think it's really tough. Brady's dealing with like a thumb injury. He's not on the injury report, but he's saying it's causing him discomfort. If I had to bet this game, I would bet the Bucks. I would never bet the Eagles. I don't know if I'm going to. I do have some props that I'll give out tonight on You Better You Bet. Lean towards the over as well. I kind of see it playing out similarly to Chiefs-Eagles when Kansas City won that game 42-30. Coming up Sunday in London, if you like the Miami Dolphins at Bet Rivers, you can lay three right now. Tua Tagovailoa expected to be back for Miami. I do not think this three is going to last on the board. So if you like Miami, go bet that now. Dolphins minus three. That's London game Sunday morning, and maybe they'll leave Urban Meyer in London after the game like he stayed in Ohio a couple weeks ago. Can never bet the Colts minus 10 against the Texans. Just a number that I can't get to here. So kind of like a close your nose special. If you can get 10, I would actually take the points with the Houston Texans on the road in Indianapolis. Maybe my favorite bet of the entire week. Love the Vikings on the road in Carolina. This opened ridiculously with the Panthers as a short favorite. The market has adjusted. Now the Vikings are a 1.5-point favorite. Minnesota's just the better team. We're seeing the real Sam Darnold stand up right now. So love me, the Minnesota Vikings. Would only bet the Packers minus 4.5 on the road in Chicago. I think this kind of sets up as a 7-10-point Packer win. We need to look at the injury report for the Browns and the Cardinals. A lot of Browns are on the injury report. Kyler's on the injury report. Cardinals starting center Rodney Hudson's not going to play in this game. I would actually only bet the Browns because the Cardinals can't stop the run and the Browns run it really well. So I would bet the Browns minus 3 on Sunday, but we need to wait to see if all these players are actually going to play in the game. One more that I really like. I'm going to bet the Raiders, guys, at anything above a field goal at the Broncos. I think at least for 1 week, we get like the short-term boost galvanizing the team in the wake of the John Gruden email scandal earlier in the week, obviously, here. I think Denver's better. 3.5, I can't get there. Like, you want to tell me the number's 3? I think that's perfect. You give me over a field goal, I'm going to take the points with the Raiders. Just cover, baby. And one more, close your nose special. Patriots plus 3.5, plus 4 at home against the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas has looked great the last couple of weeks. Played 3 straight home games against 3 defenses that are beatable. Bit of a different animal going up against Bill in his place here. So I'll take the Patriots plus 3.5 against the Cowboys on Sunday, Sunday afternoon.
Wham, there you have it. Next week we talk. Nick, we appreciate it as always.
Appreciate it, guys. Wishing you and all the great listeners, minimal sweats, winning bets.
Thank you.
The absolute very best of luck.
Oh, just the best.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you. Host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costas. Insider Calls brought to you by Bet Rivers. You can check him out anywhere you find your podcast. Just search You Bet. Oh, what energy. I love it. So, so great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.